said we're clean. I like that. We are clean. How you guys feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. It's fucking
not you yet. Not you.
Special thing for
yeah,
you.
Okay.
We got something cooking for you.
Feel special here.
So cue me in.
Super, my brother, how you doing?
Yo, there's some smoke in the air, bro. It's like mad smoky outside.
It's coming from Toronto.
That's
I don't know Toronto, but Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. All of Canada is Toronto to niggas.
Label over your mind, bro.
Yeah, same
Drake got to go easy.
Drake about to drop.
He's some shit up over there, you know?
Damn, not even 1 second in and we already talking about Drake.
I know, man. I got to cut that shit out. I'm all right, man. A little lit off this drink, man.
All right, cool. Danny, how you feeling, my brother?
I'm good, man. That smoke had me paranoid. I smelled it in my crib first.
Are you asthmatic?
Nah, I don't like smoke.
All right, cool. Same here. Price, you asthmatic, right?
Yeah, I'm asthmatic, but I'm good.
But you made it?
I made it. I'm here.
All right, cool.
Oh, it's my cue. Right.
Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Usually the clear throat thing. Today, we have a very special guest, right? This is the Project Princess.
The Project Princess.
A.K.A.
the one and only.
Miss Wright.
The only.
Miss Wright and style her own shit.
Mm-hmm. I'll be on that.
Okay.
London Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make some noise.
I'm fucking with the fit.
The fit is fire.
Yeah.
This is some bedtime shit. I just came out the bed.
This is normal for her right
bedtime
now.
Bedtime.
No, but it's by GP Market. Make sure y'all go shop for him and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's dope. They got it in a black too. It's cute.
It's your heart. Mm-hmm.
For men?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a men's girls. Yeah. Yeah. Both.
All right. Unisex. You think you're thing. Gonna link somebody in your dreams? You get dressed for bed like that?
All the time. I gotta dress up for my man. What happened?
All right.
Okay. Period.
You ever had a wet dream?
Y'all played just
what?
Hey, y'all.
I told y'all.
A wet dream? No, but like, you know when you dream about nasty things and your cooch just start jumping? Oh, y'all don't got coochies.
No.
Y'all don't got coochies.
No, yeah, I don't know about that one right there.
But this is good insight to know what happens because nobody's ever told us what happens.
When you have nasty dreams, your cooch start jumping. Like, you just start dancing.
What's nasty dreams though?
Like when you have a dream, like you having sex with somebody.
Oh yeah, okay. We said nasty. What's nasty for you?
Jeez.
Sex, getting nasty.
All sex is not nasty.
Question, are these dreams usually with somebody you have had sex with before or somebody you probably wish you could?
Good question.
Yo. It's just randomly. It'd be people that you had sex with before or...
You can't choose.
It'd be people that you just be visualizing about.
You ever been mad with the choice?
That's a good question.
No. I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I have. Good question.
You have
been mad with the choice?
I have.
Word.
I done had dreams where it's not the same person by the time I'm done fucking. It's weird. Like, it'll start off as one person. By the time I'm done fucking, it's somebody else. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like a monster.
Nah.
The pussy.
I
got another question.
Yeah.
The pussy still feel the same? Or is, like, it feel like two different pussies?
I don't think you feel no pussy in the dream.
Mm.
It's just a mental thing.
You fucking whack pussy in the dream.
Yeah, I feel the pussy in the dream.
So, that's, like what I just said. Like, how could you be jumping? Y'all just... You just...
Yeah, the dick just be hard.
Okay, so we like the same.
We
like
busting full blown nuts in our sleep sometimes.
Indeed.
Are y'all serious?
Yeah.
You never came in your sleep?
No.
You're not sleeping right.
I sleep good every night. I don't always think about. I don't be thinking about sex all the time though.
All right, cool. Me neither. It's only like about 88% of the time.
That's a lot.
Nah, not really. When you take into consideration other people, it might be 98 for him. 94 for him.
It's probably about 99 for me.
Yeah,
it's
96.
Oh my God, I'm in a room full of horn dogs. Horn dogs.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Say that.
What are you?
Gemini.
What are you?
Virgo.
Cancer.
What are you?
Cancer.
Wait, what's your birthday?
Those are my twins over there. July 21st. When is yours?
June 24th.
29th of June.
Okay.
But this is some new shit now where you gotta ask if he's a Cancer moon or a Cancer sun or some shit like that. I don't know.
The moon rising?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that. I just know a solid, what are we?
That's okay. Cancer. I don't even know what that shit means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word.
Yeah, I was fucking this thing one time and it's because you said, like, it's just in the dream.
Yeah.
It changes. For some reason, bro, it felt like there was a part where I felt like I was fucking like a demon, bro.
You was.
Word?
Yeah.
My barber actually calls females demons.
I called them demons too, but it was like...
Like, did you actually see a demon?
I saw a demon.
You know, that is real. Like, you can have sex with demons in your sleep.
It was lit. It was lit.
The demon sex is lit?
The demon.
Are you God-fearing?
Very much.
God bless. He need to stop, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
You haven't sex with your demon?
Stop fuck the demon, man.
God bless no man's curse.
You can't fuck the demon.
It was a gal demon.
Oh, my God. No, no.
I mean, at least I would hope.
She had a BBL.
She had a BBL.
She was fire.
Listen, man.
Nigga.
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
I have a very random question for you, because when we have female guests, we have to take advantage of the time that we do, because usually I'm surrounded by five or four other
okay.
men, right?
Bullet.
Seven. Okay.
Bullet.
No. That's, come on, man. I got you, right? Tell me if this is a seven or not. So if you're meeting somebody off of social media, right? You've done this before, right? I think we all have.
Yeah.
If he meets you in his profile picture outfit, is that a red flag?
Profile picture is an outfit?
No,
like it's the same outfit.
He has the same fit from his profile picture.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, we are closing. Where is your clothes at?
You gotta have some clothes.
Damn. Something. Change up the drawers. At this point, you gotta get in the drawers.
What
you
if he made
things?
That?
What's up?
Damn. Like, what if he made that today?
Like,
what if he just posted that profile picture?
Oh, and it was today?
Yeah.
That's different. Then he could get a blah.
You ain't gonna know that. Unless you really watch it.
I had the picture in the top.
But you know what it is? I guess with a lot of niggas' profile pictures, that's them trying to put their best foot forward. So when he link up with the new thing, it's like, yo, you know what I mean? I go for that. You know what I'm saying? He draw back for the same outfit.
Yo, I got a question for you. Jamaican men eat ass?
They be hot in their eating ass. Shout out my Jamaicans. I love y'all, but y'all gotta... Yo.
You love them too.
Stop! Yeah. What are you? Niggas. I feel like every dude eat ass and eat pussy.
That's cap.
Jamaican or not.
Who lies the most?
What do you mean like
Jamaicans? Who lies about it the most?
Jamaicans.
Jamaicans?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've been lying all this time.
Yeah, I don't need ass, bro.
He lying.
But some, not all of them do it though. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of them, like they just still be hiding and have their pride up. But most of the Jamaicans, they still be sturdy on it. Like they don't be doing that.
You Jamaican?
I know a couple of y'all niggas that they not on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I respect it. You eat ass?
No.
Oh shit.
But you eat ass, Bryce?
You eat ass?
Yeah.
Yes. He did.
You eat ass?
Of course.
You eat ass?
London, you Jamaican?
Yeah, I'm Jamaican.
Bop, 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 bop.
I'm Jamaican.
Okay.
I'm Haitian.
Okay.
I'm St. Lucia.
Okay.
I'm American.
Okay.
My mom is from St. Vincent. My pops from Grenada.
Okay.
So you don't suck dick?
Of course she does.
It's crazy. I did one time to
you
one
sucked
person.
One dick?
Word?
Yeah. See?
One dick in your life?
Jamaicans be funny with the dick sucking.
This is trolling.
But the person, like he made me comfortable. Like that was like, he taught me. You know what I'm saying? Like he.
Okay. You sucked dick one time in your life?
One time.
The fuck?
You missing out on life.
What you be doing?
Like one person or one time?
One person.
One person.
Oh, one person.
One person.
Oh, I think you said one time. In your
life. Oh, one person?
One person. I'm just stuck in that one person dick.
Oh, okay.
So she sucked
dick
multiple times.
I thought you meant one instance.
Nah, not one
Hold
time.
Hold up. Seven. Y'all didn't give him a rule? Seven. No, that's not like, I'm bringing it down over here. Five.
Oh, Lord.
Five.
One person, not one
person,
instance, right?
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Cool. One person.
I just wanted to clarify that because one time in your life is crazy.
Yes.
We would have stopped that.
No, mad times, but one person.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay.
So you should fire them.
I did my homework, right?
I think my shit is crazy.
Okay. I did my homework, and she has a lyric that says, y'all need subtitles right here, right? Or you could translate for me.
Say it.
Something about a buddy in her throat.
She could skip the whole.
You listen to?
Yeah, I heard the freestyle. All
right. It said, and I quote, buddy in a betrothed a willy bounce.
you know what's so crazy?
I thought that was fire.
Everybody did. I know. You know what's so crazy? Because I had another line before that. When Nikki called me like, yo, I think you should change the line you had before that. Come up with something else. I'm in the studio and I swear I did not know what to say. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say. Like I had like corny stuff and it just came to me and it was like.
Do you remember the other line?
Cocky chunk like,
So Nikki definitely know what she doing, because if she brought that out of you, then that's
But I think it was just so last minute, and I had to turn the verse in and I was just under pressure. I work better under pressure.
Okay, so. that's my next question.
So you had a buddy Willie bouncing your trunk before?
Of course.
Say that.
Okay.
Gangsta.
I'm gonna try that.
That's
now.
Fire.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, wait.
Y'all ain't really bouncing.
Hey, we're not living life. We're not living.
Yeah. Y'all not living life.
Yeah, my buddy never really bounced before.
Yeah, boy.
All right, cool. I should be stepping out. Step out.
Easy. I have another question for you. It's not an eight. It's seven and under, right?
Okay.
All right, cool. See, we all work. Okay. What positions are not for small buddy men?
Back shots.
For real?
Because it slips out?
Yes. Like, it just, it slips out.
I would have thought that's something that you could do.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad.
Pause.
Pause. You're looking at me, my eyes and shit.
Is that what y'all would think it was?
I don't know.
Bro, yeah.
I don't got
I would have thought it was like riding or
yeah,
some
I
shit.
Yeah, I would think that too, because if shorty trying to wild out,
also,
that shit gonna keep slipping out.
I feel like small penis men should just do like missionary. Like, just get on top.
What's small to you?
Like the size of this cup, like that.
Oh, I'm Gucci then.
But if shorty is tall, then you gotta just bet
Do y'all like tall women?
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to a tall woman before.
Would you talk somebody like a basketball player height?
Seriously, no.
Why? Why?
It's too tall.
It's not for me. Not my preference.
Would you say it's an insecurity? Because you're short?
It's just not my preference.
You didn't answer me.
It's not my preference.
Price.
What about y'all?
How
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll get my men's stilettos and we lit.
Oh, you wear heels?
Oh, nah, that's McQueen's.
Yeah, I would.
Like a basketball height.
If I'm attracted to her, yes.
I think my upper limit is probably like 6 foot flat.
Oh, shit.
But she got to be like
a model.
But she got to be like 240, 6 foot.
Stallion.
So why she can't be taller than that?
That's just my, I don't think I'd be attracted above a certain height. It's like, that's certain preference. Shit that you're not into?
I'm saying.
Like,
what if y'all are attracted? Then what? You're going to be like, oh, you're too tall?
It would, preference, I guess.
I'm saying, if I'm going off of what I think my preference is, I'll say that. But I might run into somebody that's 6'4", and I think she's fire. But I'm not going to say, oh, because you're 6'4", it's a dub.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Well, you said you have a limit.
Another thing is, too, I like to dominate gal.
Bro, if we on the bed, we the same height.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I know that sounds cool.
No, bro, we are the same height, bro.
That's a fact. You can still dominate gal that's taller than you. It's all up here.
I say taller than me. You're talking about OD. You said like 6'4 or some shit, y'all say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tall, bro.
The only thing you can't put your arm around her shoulder. That's it.
You ever watch Love and Basketball?
Not the
what are you going to do when it's time to play each other for your heart?
She going to dunk on
your
shit, bro. She got your heart in the bag. Yeah. Nigga, that's it.
Would y'all be mad if a girl dunk on y'all?
OD.
Yes.
Killing y'all?
OD. Yes.
OD.
Okay, that's
I'm going to be tight.
Why would you be mad?
I'm the type of nigga to let my gal win.
That's dope. That's I love different. That.
You're not supposed to do that, though.
Why?
Because that don't teach them a lesson. Life is not like this. Life don't
but
let...
why do y'all feel like y'all have to control females?
This thing is
that's
violent.
That's not control.
Like, what type of lesson?
You just got to win the game.
Fair game.
Letting you win is
control. We competitive.
Oh, my God.
Fairness.
With a female?
Yeah.
Actually, letting you win is control.
Right,
that is control.
But what if she just whooping your ass just to whoop your ass?
Then that's her. So then she's nice. Like, she's balling.
Don't get it twisted. They got females who would dead ass whoop your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially now, I be seeing them shits on TikTok.
You mean like fighting?
No, basketball.
Both.
That too.
I think I was talking like playing a game, like pool or basketball.
That's what y'all was talking about. Basketball.
Yeah, okay. Let the gal them win, man.
For real.
You know, it's no fun.
Nah, I'm dunking on that.
Windmill
360.
Stepping over.
Are you against men smoking hookah in the club?
Definitely.
Why?
Word.
Period or taking selfies when they do it?
The selfies is
even
crazy.
Like both. I just don't feel like they should do it.
Is
like,
I'm not leave it to a hookah nigga. Neither.
Yeah, like no man for like suck my hookah stick on them something.
Is that like a new thing or this is like?
No, I just always you been always like felt that. Like I just that. Don't feel like men should do it. I said it before in one of my interviews. I don't feel like men should do it.
All right,
cool.
So I'm not gonna front. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, I've been saying
you
that.
Agree?
Yeah, I feel like.
Well, I agree.
As a man, you should have your spliff, yeah.
Yeah, have your spliff, be in a corner.
Be on the corner.
Go meds, and that's it. Be above
body.
Be a bad
man.
Is it necessary for your man to be a bad man?
Not necessarily, no.
No, but no, preferred.
No. Just a vibe. Like, if you a bad money, you come bad money, then that's what it is. If you're not and you're just chilling and shit like that.
What do you normally find yourself gravitating towards?
Energy. Like, I love a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, like, once you could turn up and you could be fun and we could laugh, we could drink, and all that. The energy.
Because some niggas be boring?
Yeah, like, I don't like boring people.
What would you say is the most boring date you've had?
Boring date.
That's a good question.
I don't think I had a... I've never had a boring date.
Okay. Word. They already know how to step.
Yeah, that's what I said. Energy. Like, if you boring, I'm not... I wouldn't...
It's not getting there.
No, I would tell you. Like, okay. It's boring. Like,
what's boring sex?
Boring sex?
Mm-hmm.
Just no energy. Like I said, no energy. Like, if you're not putting no energy to it, it's just...
All right, so check this. No. You rather a young dude with stamina or an older dude with experience?
Okay, Bryce.
He can have experience, but his shit don't get up. That one.
That's
another variable.
Ooh. Yeah, that's for her to decide.
And he just got a yam it.
Yeah.
But eating cooch is not enough.
Mm. So you take the older?
One of those.
Older experience?
Somebody around my age with just stamina.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really get up in there. Yeah. Go <through. laughs> But the whole experience and it's not getting
what
up.
What if he tell you, yo, I got to use this Viagra. I'll be right back.
Oh, we're not. I'm out. We're not doing that.
No Viagra?
If you have to use medicine to even get horny, then something is wrong. But he got experience. Damn. No.
So you don't fuck with the honey pack?
No. I never tried it yet.
Girls take that?
They got the pink, the pink pussy.
Yeah, women be taking the honey pack too.
So, oh, you tried it?
Yeah, facts.
You gotta get help. You tried it? You need help too.
Everybody needs help.
If y'all are using that, why?
No, we're not using it.
You act like we just go through a whole pandemic. Niggas, they have nothing to do. I told you it was too
much. So, y'all didn't have the girls in y'all crib in pandemic? Y'all was not going for somebody?
I was going for somebody.
I'm saying it's like we're trying shit now.
If I think hard enough, my dick will get hard. I don't need none of that extra shit.
That's what I'm saying. Seriously? What did it do to y'all?
It didn't do nothing for me. It just gave me a headache.
Pointless.
Nah, I was right.
Pointless.
Yeah, I was right. But I was also frost out, so like I told him before, I don't know what to attribute the credit to, whether I was frost
I was frost.
So how long did it take for it to kick in?
I don't know.
I think they're going viral on TikTok. Yeah. I don't know what the hell.
The problem is you got youths taking that shit. Niggas be 19, 20, trying to try that shit.
Yeah.
Doing that before your time. Right. You know
crashing out, bro.
If you're not getting up, like it's a problem.
Yeah. But what you going to do when you're 54 years old and your man is 57 years old?
Oh, when you get that old, you stop?
Yeah, no, you stop.
No. Nah. It's a possible. He may have like a little...
But see, I think that's for y'all. A girl cooch always gonna get wet.
No. I'm saying
when you go through menopause and all of that.
I'm talking about
that. Mean the period is gone. So now it's time to fuck. The period is gone. You don't have no more periods. You don't have to worry about
that. I'm talking about your partner, right? At 54, y'all in a relationship, whatever. 57, you start experiencing like ED and shit like that. Word. That's it.
Then you just go to fun.
Oh my God, they really
bun for bun.
We can get toys and other things.
All right, see.
I ain't gonna be using that.
What?
So you don't have a toy?
No, I have my toys. I'm talking about the
What toys you got? My plug?
Like that. Oh no, we don't go crazy like that.
You got
like my little rolls and stuff. Yeah, like stuff like that.
Oh, you got the okay. The nun toys. Nun toys.
None
you know
toys?
Crazy? I don't play with my butt. I don't play in my butt.
Okay.
Same. So that's off limits.
Me neither.
Who playing butt?
He y'all? Said same. Yeah, I give butt. The gallon whatever they want.
Not my butt.
Now let me get 10 on y'all.
No.
You gotta keep it seven.
Listen.
You gotta keep it seven.
If you get 10 on us, I'm playing that reverse card.
Let's go.
Y'all can go
run it. Run it.
Play with me. Run it.
What's up? What's up?
Who be lifting their legs up and getting their ass ate in here?
This nigga.
You do?
Yeah, man.
Like a Lambo car?
Like a Tesla.
See? I'm not.
Nigga said like a Tesla is crazy.
So, how do you feel like of a man when you do it? Like, how does it make you feel?
This shit feels good, bro. It's all about.
He's very in tune with himself.
Yeah, I'm good.
He's very. So you just look down and she's going crazy.
Going stupid, licking the balls.
If somebody want to do something, allow them.
And y'all don't.
We don't what?
They don't get down like that.
I don't know what these niggas do.
He lies about.
I don't give a fuck. listen, London. I don't give a fuck. What? Please me.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, so you will do it?
Please, me.
Okay, so he's with it too.
I don't think so. That's a first.
Yeah, that's a first. You brought that out of him. You brought the 10 out of him.
I got to get 10 on me just one time. One time.
Let it rip, Super.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Before y'all hit over the question, I got something for y'all.
Go ahead, my brother.
Y'all, God forbid, 54 years old, your dick stopped working. Your partner asks you to put a strap on, like wear it so you can fuck her like it's your dick. Y'all gonna wear the strap?
Yeah,
might I'm have to do it. That,
I'm wearing
brother.
The strap.
Yes, why
I'm
not?
I'm doing it.
Cause she gonna get it for
somebody else. So what if she wanna fuck y'all with a strap?
Never.
No.
Yep.
That's not gonna
happen.
Oh,
yeah, go with this.
So I did 20, so y'all can do 20. So y'all never fucked. Y'all never got fucked with a strap. None of y'all.
No, absolutely.
That's what we get.
Some niggas like that.
Some people like that. Some people really do like it.
Yeah. So would you rate them? Exactly.
No, I wouldn't do that to my partner.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yo, question.
I've never told somebody
spit
that.
Spit or swallow?
Ooh. Spit.
Okay.
I think that's like the PC answer.
Would you rather spit or you rather him just nut on your face?
Spit it out.
Okay. So you never swallowed?
No.
Cap.
I swear to God, I don't know how Jamaican
women don't swallow.
Bro. Yeah.
No, we don't.
You got good skin.
All right. Who told you that?
Yeah. You should fuck with some facials. They'll probably get even more good.
Be glowing.
Yeah, you're glowing.
Is I'm hot. I don't hide that.
Yeah, it's a little warm in there, but...
Okay. I'm so glad the guests be coming and saying they hot. Niggas be thinking I'm wild.
No, you're not.
But yo, niggas be like, yo, why don't you just go get Botox? I'm like, nigga, chill the fuck out.
Do not get no Botox.
I'm not getting no Botox. Stop sweating.
No,
it's fucking hot.
That's crazy.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
You heard it first.
Y'all don't do that.
People
don't
use that for sweat though. You get Botox in your armpits and all that shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's for sweat. But that's why they
suggest
you're
supposed to sweat.
No,
yeah, you are.
You're supposed to sweat. I wouldn't block that.
If you stop in the sweat, it's building up something.
Yo, so y'all heard about that transgender teacher that said she was gonna shoot her kids, students?
What?
Because they weren't passing the test.
What they got to do with her sexuality?
Yeah, I was about to ask that too.
Because then she also said someone pulled their kid out of class, and she was like, she felt offended, like it was racism.
What?
Yeah.
Because somebody didn't want a transgender teaching their child.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're appropriate and they're not doing anything overboard, it's fine.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
overboard? That's their preference.
You know what I'm saying?
What's overboard?
Pushing whatever you're pushing on the children that don't got nothing to do with the lesson.
Right, like let them learn on their own. Let them decide on their own.
Hold I agree.
On. How y'all just skip over
she wanted shooting to shoot the
students? Y'all niggas is tripping.
So she said this like angrily, like she was just mad and just said it?
Yeah, because they're not performing.
That's a threat. That's a death threat.
Yeah, that's
so
a threat.
Did they fire her?
That's crazy. I'm interested in how y'all brain works. No,
nah, I mean, I thought it was automatic. She needs to get boomed herself. You know? Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I thought.
What did they do? Like, what was the.
Fail. Look at how many times we done failed.
Failed.
How old was the babies also?
Oh, I don't know. But I just seen the article today.
She's probably fired by now.
Mm. That's a whole thing. It's a whole big thing.
Yeah, I think in all them school shootings, there's just a lot going on. Damn, there's just teachers. A lot going on in the world.
Teachers moving dusty.
So much.
Super dusty.
And I keep seeing a lot of teachers like having sex with the students.
That's been going on though.
That shit wasn't going on when
since I was in high school.
That shit been going on.
You will fuck your teacher?
Yes.
The kids will always fuck the teacher.
Even when y'all tiny?
I wanted to fuck teachers.
I wasn't tiny in high school.
Not when I was a baby, like junior high school.
I was looking at teachers since elementary school.
Like me too.
I wasn't looking at teachers.
I mean, you're looking at women.
Junior high school, that's fire teachers.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of teachers be hoes too, though. I mean, even aside from the ones that obviously fuck the students, it's like, I could kind of tell you was a hoe now in hindsight. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. London, do you think all women go through a hoe phase?
I wouldn't say hoe phase. I just think they be having fun.
That's hoe phase.
You be having fun?
Yeah. No. You just saw me. You just have it, like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, okay. But is that a phase? Like,
where you what is a whole phase? No, you brought it up. So explain it so I could get down there.
A whole phase where they just fucking.
They feel free spirited.
Y'all do know that is something called dating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so dating is fucking.
That is dating.
some women be like,
they, if you're not attached to somebody, you can date and have sex with whoever you want to have sex with.
I agree.
That's dating.
I said that.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's like if you're not in a relationship with a girl, but you feeling her, you can fuck whoever you want to because y'all didn't make it official.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we.
So
we,
what about your whole phase?
We drifting. You see, you deflected.
Listen, we're just hoe makers. That's it.
Hoe makers?
Hoe makers.
I don't think nobody's a hoe. I think everybody should be having fun.
What's
I
a hoe? So
a hoe is.
Let her answer.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's somebody that gets paid for sex.
Okay. Oh, word. A hoe?
Yeah, technically.
So are sex workers hoes?
Yes.
Yes.
Word?
By profession.
Full show.
OnlyFans girls are hoes?
Like low class hoes.
Well, the OnlyFans girls are not getting paid.
They're not actually directly having sex.
Like they're not
showing their body and stuff. Not so.
All of them. So hoes are sex workers, but sex workers are not hoes?
No. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
She's a hoe for show.
Yeah, all hoes like are sex workers.
If you want camera having sex with different men, that is a hoe. If you just by yourself, caressing yourself and like catering to your audience, that's not a hoe. I don't think that's a hoe.
What if she's on camera just having sex with other sex workers for content? She's still a hoe?
And getting paid?
Yeah.
That's a hoe.
Mm. You're getting paid for the content, not the sex.
That's a hoe. You're receiving some type of payment.
All right. Hey, you heard it here first, man.
Because
I didn't say it.
You did. I
saying? But we bring up the OnlyFans gal.
Big up the OnlyFans gal.
Big up the OnlyFans girl. I'm getting the money, mama.
You got OnlyFans?
Get your money. Nothing are free. Pussy not free.
You got OnlyFans?
No, I don't play like that.
Play like what?
Well, you gotta play like
I just don't do stuff like that.
You be sending nudes?
Oh, no. They can see it in real life. I don't. You have OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yep. Yo, what do I threw that in there slow?
Yep. She turned her whole
shit. Yes,
I'm,
10.
I'm fucking beating my dick. I'm wilding.
On OnlyFans?
On OnlyFans.
Yeah. You make it a cute coin.
I'm telling you.
Get your money, bro. Get your money.
I'm telling you.
I don't want you. Get your money.
Give her a discount code, Price.
They have a discount code for that shit?
I don't know.
Probably. Sure. I can imagine.
I don't want to watch no porn.
You don't watch porn?
No.
No? Not at all?
No, I do things in real life. I don't
but you never porn. Watched porn before?
I've watched porn before.
What's your favorite type of porn?
Please don't say it.
Girl on girl. Ah, y'all don't like when women like
y'all don't like when girls like girls. No.
That shit is regular.
That's answer for women.
I love vagina. I love penis.
Yeah.
London, you had a threesome before?
I've never had a threesome before. That's crazy.
Word.
Never.
When you expecting to have like your first?
All right, soon
I want to, but it got to be my man. We got to do it with a girl that like we don't know.
That's
don't
interesting.
Know.
Okay.
Both don't know.
Most of the time.
Like, I want to do it. I just want to do one, but it got to be with somebody that we both don't know.
Most of the time I hear that a woman won't do it with her man because she don't want to share the nigga.
You but just the can't next know random who nigga the girl is. Like I think both parties should not know who the girl is.
See?
Like
a you think that's changer. Harder to get in terms of it? Like if you know the girl or if he know the girl, then it's easier. In terms, like you know what I mean?
You don't know who gonna start fucking who behind who back.
Who brings the girl into the equation?
Who's gonna start getting obsessed?
Do it on vacation.
Who brings the girl into the equation?
I think the girl should handle that.
Okay.
I think
okay.
she should set everything up.
Why?
All right.
Would Why? You would you do a threesome with another nigga?
Two men?
Yeah.
No, that's a train.
It's just deep.
I wouldn't do that.
Not a train. A train.
That is a train.
A train is when niggas take turns.
Exactly what you just said.
No, but they're not taking turns. They going.
What about when so they
that's
switching?
A quick, that's a faster train.
That's the express.
That's a bullet train.
Two niggas at one time?
Yo. Yeah, it's just DP. Double the penetration.
No. Amtrak. What is like a dick supposed to be in my mouth and one in my vagina?
Or one in your vagina and one in your ass. So is it?
That's
oh, no.
Those are the choices available. No.
That is torture.
Yeah.
Some girl like that. Some girl like that.
No.
But you are not.
But you could look at it as being served.
No. I'm just not.
Like a goddess.
You still look at that as what?
Being served.
Oh yeah, I heard you that one before.
What about BDSM? Do you get into that on your OnlyFans? You ever tried it?
Yeah, nah, nope.
You wear the latex and put the ball in your mouth?
Nah, I ain't. So that is wild.
Why?
I ain't reached there yet.
What would he do? Like tie his dick up?
40.
Huh?
What would he do? Like tie his dick up?
Tie it up and step on the balls and put the ball in your mouth.
Step on what balls?
You dress up like a girl and she'll dress up like a man and she'll smack your butt with the thing.
I don't do OnlyFans.
Oh, you don't like?
Where have you seen all of this?
It's called BDSM.
Where have you seen all of this?
It's crazy because I've used like the inspo one time for my actual music video. My first music video.
Oh,
all right. Remember that one?
Yeah. What is it called?
Kitty.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, you can check
it out. You was in latex and shit.
like the mask. It wasn't like really late. Well, matter of fact, the latex boots, but everybody else like had on the whole BDSM type of look vibe.
Some people are into that. It's not my thing, but I'm fucking it. Is.
Some people are.
You know, I just feel like we still might be a little too young for that.
I don't think it's a young thing. I think
no,
it's just...
for sure, for sure.
No, I know a lot of like young people that like weirder shit. Yes,
word. Too fast, man.
Yeah,
that's what they.
So
like.
I don't think it's an age thing. I just think it's what you prefer.
I was just saying that to say, at this age now, by the time I'm 50, I think I'll be into different heterosexual things.
Like what?
Whatever else is hetero out there.
BDSM.
Y'all really wouldn't try that? Like BDSM?
I mean, there's a lot of different parts of BDSM too. It's like, it's not only that. You feel me? You got the whippings and the chain shit. Yeah, they
do. Y'all remember what the acronym stand for? We got a lesson on that shit.
Bondage.
You like being smacked?
That's all I remember.
On the booty?
On the booty, on the face? Or
not the face, but the booty, yeah.
Okay.
You like being choked?
Of course.
Okay.
You gotta get the slap while you're getting choked.
What's the obsession with the choking?
She love bad man.
I don't know. It's just like the aggressiveness. Word.
A nigga ever spatting him out?
Yes.
Word. What'd that do for you?
Gangster.
Get your pussy wet?
It's fine.
Word.
It's giving.
Y'all ain't gonna front.
A six.
What?
A six. Five.
You're spitting the mouth. You're spitting the mouth is calm.
The mouth?
Yeah, that shit gave me a boost of energy one time.
I think it's dope. Just, you just gotta make sure the person is like brushing teeth. Yeah, like make sure the mouth.
You've had that
right.
Done to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
You never had that?
Nah.
It was cool. She just like she was just finished eating Doritos, so I was like,
oh,
this nigga. Nah, that's OD.
The blue pack.
Yeah.
I think the perfect time to spit is when you choking her and she open her mouth. Like that face they make when you choking them, their mouth open, you spit right.
It just gotta be in the moment. Just go for it. It can't be like, oh, open your mouth and then spit in my mouth. No, it can't be like that. It gotta be in the moment. Like I gotta start it up. Like
so don't let her know. Just spit.
No, do it like off guard.
Nah, what if she don't like that shit?
What if she like start choking?
What if she doesn't like it?
Boring. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Rid of it.
This is not her thing, man.
Yeah, for sure. But you just let me know the risk I was actually taking when I was smacking y'all, like sexually. Because obviously that's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I felt it though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's like intuition. But we know so that could have never worked. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it was just too hard, bro. Maybe it was just too hard, like you slapped it too hard.
It was working,
but she let me know that I've gotten away with murder.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't do that to everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Some women like to get punched too.
No, it's real shit.
Crazy. I'm telling you.
Like, what kind of punch?
Like, in their ribs and shit?
Nah, that's what? OD, bro.
Niggas like getting kicked in the balls. Everybody into that's true.
Same thing.
As long as it's, you feel me, consensual?
True.
London, you ever had sex on your period?
Rain a red light? Yeah, in the shower, definitely.
In the shower? Okay. Yeah, sure. You gotta just put the towel down and go crazy.
Nah, shower tanks.
I respect it.
Yeah, y'all ever had somebody kind of?
Y'all ran red lights?
Of course. Yes.
All the time.
Blew that shit
yesterday.
What?
You part with some dutty money right now?
Nah. Run on sentence.
Yeah, that's how you get the. That's how you get the blum.
The blum. Yeah. You know what blum is?
No, what is that?
Blood and cum.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What was the question?
I was gonna ask it. Well, I'll start with you. Anybody, you ever wanted to fuck somebody and they like you was down to do it, but then they kind of did something to talk themselves out of the pussy?
Like just turned you off?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
You remember the scenario or what they said, what they did?
It's just like your aura, like just combo aura is like
combo aura.
Like you just do some corny shit. Like this is like you know how to stand up, nigga. Like you just a combo. I don't want it. I'm good.
Does that shit happen to niggas? Like y'all ever wanted to fuck somebody and they did something to turn you off and you was
like,
I'm not
like,
fucking
was
no
good
more?
And then like they whole personality just like
in the
you
moment
off.
Yeah. Somebody you never fucked before you wanted to fuck them and then they did something that was like, nah, I'm not trying to fuck
them.
I'm
gonna go ahead and say no.
Yes.
Word?
I'm gonna go ahead and say yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Bro, a lot of times
about to fuck them and it's nothing like hygiene or nothing like
not
that.
Even about to fuck them. You working on it, but then they do something and you know you can. But then they do something that's like, yo, I don't even want to fuck her no more.
I thought you meant like in the heat of the moment.
No, no, no. That too. Yeah. That too.
It won't be that deep for me. Like, I'll see a ting on the gram and she'll be fire. And then, like, I'll click one of her stories and hear her speak. And it's like, it's clip for you.
I'm talking about something you're working on. Like, you pursuing. You talking about.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's way more simple.
Earlier than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That should be vice versa for me. Like, she want to fuck. And I'm like, I don't.
Would you say you a top gal at Spice?
Nah.
Alright.
He hung his jersey up. He was. Nigga said nah.
What makes you a Gallus? Like, how much gal you got? You need to be a Gallus?
A lot, plenty.
Yeah.
What's plenty? Bring your mic in a little bit.
Like a lot, plenty.
No, no, you could just bring it in if you want to sit back.
I feel like a Gallus is somebody with mad bitches. Like they just out of control.
10 bitches.
More than that. Come on. Now.
We're more than 10 more bitches. Than 10 is a lot. That's crazy.
How do you juggle?
What is Gallus to y'all?
Like he got to be manage.
Come on.
He got to be fucking 10 bitches, or he got to just have like 10 in his roster.
Nymphos, like that is a Gallus. Yeah. Somebody with mad girls.
I think it's a nigga that.
What is a Gallus to y'all?
I think that's what a Gallus is.
I think that's a nymphomaniac.
The nymphomaniac.
Gallus.
Because sometimes you could be a Gallus and not fucking the gal that's dead and over you.
Yeah, I think
I think a Gallus, you need gal to be a Gallus. Yeah.
So. No, for sure. At the bare minimum.
Just like they just on you. Like you got mad girls. Fucked or not fucked. I'm going to bring it to 20 back again real quick. Y'all ever had a bitch shit on y'all dick?
Never.
No.
Intentionally.
Not shit on it, but there was shit on it when I pulled it out.
And how did you handle that?
I went to bathe.
Yeah.
Took a shower.
This was the first time I ever gave somebody anal before. So
How did you handle it? Like what was the problem?
It wasn't like no big clunk or nothing, but it's like if you inspecting your dick, you're gonna see like a little, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't planned.
Was it saying? On the condom or raw?
No, it was raw. Mm. Yeah. chill.
I'm shitting on it. Hold on. So wait, hold on. Yeah. So like what was the progress? Like you took your time when you was going in there?
Well, first of all, like, it was the first time for both of us, right? Mm-hmm. And we suddenly decided that, yo, we gonna try this, right? So when we tried it, it's a force to go in, I'm saying. And then when you take it out, it's like it's not as clean as if somebody would have prepared, I'm assuming.
When you got in, how was it?
I definitely prefer pussy versus ass. That's just me.
Yeah, what's your take on it?
I mean, I think it all depends on who you're doing it with. You feel me? If the gal knows what she's doing, you just let her do her thing.
So I'm saying, how did you handle the poop on your penis?
Oh, I just went to bathe. I told you. I just took a shower.
You didn't panic?
Panic for what, bro? That's where it resides.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're doing.
Shit resides in the ass.
And if you ain't prep, that's something you got to prep for. I mean, you should clean your ass regardless, right? Mm. But is there's like a special cleaning? Yeah, like anal?
They be doing like enemas fasting and shit like that.
Yeah, shit like that.
You got to think.
You said fasting?
I mean, I hear you know what you're talking about.
There's shit. No matter how clean the hole is, you're going in where the shit comes from. So it's like there's other processes to make sure that part of the body is clean.
Right.
Yeah, it's like just take a shower.
There's a way you prepare for that. You got to get her the butt plug first.
Warm her up.
Put her in training. Then you take it out. And then you put your dick in.
Okay. Oh, so the butt plug will take the shit out.
No.
I think you got that wrong.
What does the butt plug do?
It's just to embrace her for what's coming next.
It's not about shit.
It opened
it's
up the asshole.
Just getting her butt ready to finally take anal.
Oh, so you prepping her for it.
Yeah. After you got the rule, you know the rule, right? After you take out the butt plug, you put it in her mouth. Pop it in her mouth type shit.
No.
It's a nut to you.
That's the same face as I've been making.
No. I don't like you.
But I'm anal's not my thing. I ain't gonna lie. But I've tried giving it to a woman before. Y'all not about to clip me up.
I tried.
That's why
I tried that shit before, but I didn't. At that time, I didn't know that you could train the asshole to, you know, be a little more comfortable. So I just tried to jam my shit in and I took my time, but I mean like I was trying to get it in there, and
that's why you gotta let her do her thing. Let her do
that's what I'm saying.
So I got like y'all using like lube or Vaseline?
Of course.
Nah, if you're dealing with a freaky gal, it's already gonna get wet.
Okay.
Oh. The asshole?
Yeah.
But definitely lubricant.
It's
for sure.
No.
That's
butter.
That's real?
Like, yeah, bro.
The asshole gets wet?
It gets moist, bro.
What is that liquid?
Who cares?
Who's ass?
I don't know what fuck that is.
I ain't into that neither, you feel me? But
ew.
It's more of a trying thing, you feel
it's
me?
It's bodily fluids, bro. It's like
you still into that. Fucking in the ass.
If that's what I'm on that night, let's go. For me, if that's what she want, bro, you gotta get a gal on what they want, bro.
So it's more so her one than not you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all do anal in multiple positions?
Yes. I did.
Nah.
Missionary or from the back, Oh, I had a ting ride my dick anal one time.
Wow.
She's a super I told you I be shit. Fucking the demons, bro.
Yeah, you're having sex with a demon.
London,
was in the dream?
I got it.
London, you spray your cheeks when you getting back shots?
Spread it? No, I don't have to.
That shit already.
I don't have to. It does that what it shit. Does.
Willie, Willie bouncing.
I don't have to. I don't have to do this. No.
Ew, I'm dead.
Do y'all spread y'all cheeks when y'all open it? Oh, no, you said you said
it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why?
The way y'all go.
Why?
The way y'all
go. He opened his butthole.
Why?
Hold on, why?
What?
He said he opened his butthole to get an A, like a Lamborghini.
Why?
Oh! Yes, he did say
he
that.
Said Tesla. He said Tesla, not Lamborghini. Up.
Why? Oh, like a Tesla.
Yeah, you putting words in my mouth, bro.
Open butthole's crazy.
Yo.
He getting an A. Like, how's he supposed to get
you ever fucked a nigga with a cock ring? Like he had a cock ring on?
No, that too freaky, dog. No,
it's freaky.
Too freaky.
Why is nigga can't use toys?
You got they penis pierced?
No.
Thank you for that, real.
Thank you.
What is it?
No.
What is a cock ring?
It go on the base of your shaft,
and it hold the blood in there, so your shit is like so it stay hard.
No, what do y'all really
expect? It's like a scrungie on your dick.
Google a cock ring. Let me see how that looks, please.
Yo.
Excuse me?
I usually
me?
Carry my
it's just like a little, yo. It's like a little, hey, it's like a little circle. Yeah. It's like a little circle you put
and
on your dick.
Y'all
it's like a rubber band.
And y'all really doing these things.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
Let me see
well, not all of us. I never tried
one.
It.
Y'all gonna give me new shit to rap about. Let me see this. A fucking cock ring.
Yeah, them shit go crazy.
Yeah.
I got a vibrating one.
This don't hurt y'all?
No.
But to be fair.
It depends how you put it on.
I want to see y'all get up like this. I'm waiting for
y'all. No. You're going to find a better picture than that.
I need to see y'all dress like this.
Don't worry.
Why does he hate
sign up. Sign up.
Do this on your OnlyFans.
Sign up to my OnlyFans.
Okay.
You don't like that shit. He's wilding.
No mind.
It's not.
No mind.
I don't know what this is.
No mind.
Come on for this. Yeah, man.
Y'all not ready to get
no mind.
He's wilding. But yo. To be fair, her defense, what do you call a piercing that's on a dick?
I got a piercer in my shop, and there's a name, an actual name for the piercing. It's called a King David.
Mm. When you have the piercing on your dick,
yeah.
What do you call it?
That's what it's called. I don't.
It's a King David piercing?
Yeah.
May not have King David on my dick. Bullet.
That's crazy.
That Run is up. Scary. I feel bad. I can imagine the pain.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking that. I don't like pain and shit.
Yeah, no, that's
true. What would they be piercing? Just like across
the head?
I've seen some shit where somebody got some surgery where it's supposed to like simulate the ridges of like a ridged condom.
Yeah.
You seen that
stuff
shit?
In, like they put stuff
to like
balls. Or
to like stimulate girls.
They got
You're doing the fucking most, man.
They got a sleeve for that.
Huh?
They got a sleeve for that. Like a silicone sleeve.
So what are you
sleeve.
Doing that for?
Yeah, so you don't need that. Oh, no surgery.
I'm least. Good, man. I'm not doing none of that shit.
London, you are one rounder, or two rounder, three rounder.
We could go two or three rounds. I just gotta like take my little breaks. Let me get some water.
Water.
And let's okay. go.
Length so 5 minute breaks. 20 minutes.
Like 5 minutes.
Y'all ever felt like I was about to faint when y'all was fucking?
Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Going too hard.
Probably y'all. Yeah. But the girls, no. We really. We don't play.
Faint. I got like real tired.
You gotta wake the fuck up.
Nah, I remember one time I had to go downstairs. And I was having a whole crisis by myself. She didn't even know what's going on. Like you start seeing blue.
Word, you was tired or frost?
Nigga, I was about to pass out. I'm saying.
Word,
but I persevered.
You were safe.
Length or girth?
What?
Length or girth? If you have to choose.
Say it again.
Length or girth? If you have to choose.
Ooh, length.
Okay.
All right. So,
damn,
I'm good. You rather long and skinny than short and thick?
Yeah, it gotta be long. It gotta be long. Like it has to have some length to it.
You
it
see,
can't be short. And
she
stuff.
Said this. Below this is small, so that means low above.
Use
this
the bottle.
Is average.
Use the bottle.
So that means
the bottle's OD.
Y'all talk something like. Yeah, sir.
Yeah, like it cannot be tiny and fat. That's not. And then some people don't be circumcised. Like, it's just bad.
So hold on.
You never.
Some people here aren't circumcised. No.
How you know?
I'm not going to blow nobody
Who's
up.
Circumcised?
How you know? Who's circumcised?
Because I'm not y'all. Circumcised. I'm not.
You're not?
I am. I'm not.
So you wasn't mad at your mom for her, like, handling that?
That's funny.
I never ran into no issues.
Wow.
I didn't even know this was a thing that women complained about till I got older.
Because no, not to you, but some men don't clean their private parts.
Oh, like, that's a lesson that was.
I've had friends that told me that they have sucked dick with cheese on it. I said, "Bitch, you crazy." Jesus. Because the niggas is not circumcised.
And they still
sucked
that there. They still sucked it?
I don't know her business. Love you, sis.
Young.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
Daddy Street. These niggas do not clean. It's bad.
You ever went to go like
crazy.
You ever went to go suck a nigga dick and it was stink?
The one person I told you about, no. They like we was intimate and together all the time, so it was clean. Yeah, no.
Say that though.
No.
That's what's up. And
y'all ever ate a stink pussy?
No.
No. Fuck yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So how do y'all handle fucking a stink pussy?
Just go hold your head like this.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, man.
But I eventually stopped though. You know what I'm saying, because it's like me personally, it's not gonna last that long. Some people are able to withstand that shit, but your first defense is to. Know what I'm saying? Ear force.
Yeah.
So why y'all don't just tell them?
Your pussy stink? Because you try to see if you can endure it to nut. Know what I'm saying? Like, I did do this with intentions of nutting. Know what I'm saying? So let me see if I could nut real
go
quick.
Go full through.
And that's like, oh, yeah. God. You feel me? And then I remember that time it happened to me. I got soft. And then she was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, your pussy stinks.
Yo, Dwight, did you give us?
I'm like 19.
You give her a second chance?
Probably now. Because that was 19. I'm saying that's mad years later. And from what I've heard, because we do a sex podcast, it seems like you're not going to admit to this, right? A lot of women have experienced times where their pussy's been a little off. I'm saying
from men,
huh? From
men,
whatever. I'm saying
okay,
but so you don't know what time you're catching somebody on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal.
A lot of men don't clean themselves properly, so they'll transfer that BV onto the girls, and that's where that smell come from. From them, and they didn't imagine a girl fucking mad different bodies. Like
she should use condoms.
It's too much. Bitches is not using that.
That's it. That's what's going on.
They're not using that.
It's clip.
If y'all think girls is using
damn.
That,
damn.
If them girls be trying to find boyfriends the first day talking about you my boyfriend, they fucking please stop. They not using no damn condoms.
Yeah.
They're not.
I mean, if it's too stink, you just
so which one of y'all
what?
Be fucking bitches with y'all burning dicks? What happened?
Whoa, no.
Who is having burning dicks and still putting a burning dick?
I'm about to play this reverse card because you're wild.
No.
London.
With your burning dick, that's
insane.
No,
you know what's crazy? A lot of they will still be burning, and they will go put another girl and another girl.
But why they not getting medicated?
I don't know. But I've seen a lot of situations like that.
Knowing you're burning and still going, to
they
fuck
do not be caring. Yeah, that's they will OD. Wait for a girl to tell them that they burning, so they could go to the doctor.
That's dumb.
Yeah, Fresh Montana said that.
That's OD.
It's true.
Said what?
My girl go to the doctor. That's how I get my checkup.
What?
Yeah.
London, you ever caught STD?
Nah.
That's
really
nah.
Shit.
Y'all ever caught STD?
I have.
Yeah, chlamydia.
Oh my God, what did you have?
It was either chlamydia or gonorrhea. I don't remember which one it was.
How did you clean it up?
I went to the doctor. They gave me a shot right here. That shit hurt. Right now. And then a cup with some pills and a cup of water.
And how did you get it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you didn't know.
I was having sex. A lot of sex.
That's why I stick to
young and job. Dumb.
You never had STD?
No.
So, you ever had BV?
No.
Oh, I thought you were speaking from experience.
Listen, man.
No, I have friends that talk, like, I'll be knowing these stuff.
Not even a little yeast infection?
A yeast infection, yes, when I was pregnant.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, man, you just clean it up and then
it's gone.
You move better after that.
All right. Did we say men could get yeast infections too or no?
Apparently, men could carry the yeast. And pass it on to the gallon. Okay.
See?
That's why you're not supposed to go.
I mean, them big buddy.
But I don't. I think a yeast infection is like when something is like tight on you or like your diet or something like that.
Okay.
It's also bacteria. If you fuck her in the ass and then go in her pussy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're really not supposed to be doing that.
You're not supposed to do that.
You know what I'm saying? But you know they do that on porn all the time.
Yeah, man, you can't watch porn. You can't study porn. Yeah.
So basically, you putting shit in a girl vagina.
Yeah.
Pretty that's much.
Not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But shout out to Vion. Shout out to the Patreon. believe it or not, this guy has a birthday party coming up June 23rd.
It's where your birthday party going to be at?
Private location, but I'll send you the vibes.
Okay, send it.
It's like Bashment, Brooklyn, though. Dance hall. Am I describing it right?
Yeah, facts. All it's right, going to be a big vibe. June 23rd, it's a Friday. So get your tickets at superduperhumble.com.
I'll be there.
Do you have any close friends that you go out to parties with and y'all dancing, but they can't dance, but they're trying their heart out?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Do they know they can't dance?
No, I'm not telling them. I'm not telling my friends that. Like, y'all rock out. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
Like, I'll be having friends that get, like, overly drunk and they just be enjoying themselves. So I don't put the pressure on
them. Let
them
live
like,
their life?
No, let them be them. I can't teach somebody how to dance in the club.
You're right. Yeah, it's too late.
I don't know.
At this point, I'm saying.
How you feel about one-night stands?
Things happen.
Okay.
Facts.
Things do happen. Say you catch a body and it's like, you just not feeling it no more. It's like.
Do girls call it that?
Yeah, like your feelings change.
I wouldn't be caught.
It's just emotions. Like, it changed. Like, one day you can wake up and just completely not like somebody.
So you.
For no reason.
You will wake up and be like, girl, I just caught a body.
It's not like that. It's just like, it just wasn't it. I changed my mind. It's fine.
Your spirit not tech them, I guess.
All right. It was not good. Okay. Yeah, like shit like that.
But yo, it could have been good and yo, you still feel that way?
I'm just heavy on energy. Like, I'm just heavy on energy. I'm saying.
We asked the same shit.
Oh, we did. Okay,
if the dick, even if the dick was fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Y'all ever had one night stands?
That dick did too good, Mickey. I mean, I trust that brother.
Me turn into a demon.
Oh, all right, cool, right.
Yeah. He over there fucking demons.
Facts. Any of y'all had one night stand before?
Yeah. I feel like I had one.
Yeah. Too much times.
Yeah. Too much time?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a gallus, bro.
Okay.
Speaking of turning you into a demon, that's what I think the gallus is. It's a nigga that got the power to turn women into a man clown.
Yeah, man.
Somebody had two.
I was about to say, man.
Somebody had two for sure.
Yeah.
Y'all think that's healthy though? Like being overly obsessive with like people?
No.
Not
giant that.
Not overly obsessive. You just gotta like me. That's it. I mean, some niggas be liking when the gal don't like them.
True. Definitely true.
Yeah, that's what Blake says.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was niggas be liking the chase sometimes, you feel me? Like if something just handed to you, you don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo. One of the last exes I was with, it's not that every day that I woke up, I felt like I had to accomplish something. You know what I'm saying? Not in a bad way, but just like, yo, what am I going to do to win her over today? Not saying that she doesn't like me, but it's like.
I feel like every dude should keep that. I feel like that's what keeps the spark in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
I feel like if you stop.
Because it gets boring. It gets boring otherwise, bro.
How are you pleasing your female?
It gets boring otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Like,
tripping.
If you have somebody that's just super easy going the whole time, it's like, I'm a cheat.
I personally think if you feel like you don't have to accomplish something with your female every day or a day or another day, then it's nothing there.
Right.
What's the point?
I agree.
I think it should be a mutual idea of the fact that we are choosing to be with each other. Every day that we together, this is a choice.
I saw that. I saw that video on Instagram too.
So don't fucking
hate this nigga. So,
yo, man, everybody's different. Your way is
for
not
sure,
wrong.
For sure. For sure.
Me, for sure. But I'm not doing that. I got a lot on my plate.
Does it come to a certain time when you guys have to stick certain things out and navigate things a different way? Maybe so. You know what I'm saying? Like, suppose y'all got multiple properties together or y'all going through a certain hardship together. Maybe you can't be this fucking.
I just feel like you got to figure out different ways to keep the shit going.
Agreed.
It's going to be clipped. It's clipped.
Damn.
Sure. Like, figure out different ways to keep it going.
So if you don't mind me asking, what happened? A day came where you didn't win her over and then you're not together no more?
Oh, that's my business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I respect that.
Because you got tissue for me to start crying?
Nah, because I feel
as
like.
As long as you tried over and over again,
for sure,
that's what
for
matters.
Sure, sure.
I feel like that's trying setting yourself up. That's, I feel like that's a setup for failure, though. Like, if I got to wake up and win you over every day.
No. Not every day. No,
and that's the thing. If you feel like that's what the person is making you do, then I think it's different from you wanting to genuinely do it. You know what I'm saying? Right. All the things that I've done for a woman, I've genuinely wanted to do them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
Yeah, but there's also a reason why you wanna, like, oh,
of course, I'm into you like that.
Yeah, but I won you over already. You my gal. Mm-hmm. I don't have to win you over every day. I got shit to worry about.
What they saying? The mission doesn't stop there. Like, you just gotta keep being on your.
Thank you. How are you in your relationships?
It works for him.
Describe it.
You're like a blah person, like just no personality, and it's just there.
Not necessarily. I just be chilling. But some people might consider me boring because, you feel me? I
was just about to get to that. So how do you have fun?
So are you also saying a nigga gotta...
Also, my fun might be different from your fun. What's your fun?
Like I said, just keep the shit going.
All right.
It could be many different things.
I was gonna say, would you say like a nigga gotta up it every day in terms of like doing...
No.
Okay.
No. Right. The small things count with all right,
see, that's the type of shit I'm talking about too. I'm not saying, yo, every day we gotta go out to eat.
No,
you feel me? But effort.
No. The effort.
Yeah, for sure. Because
you're not putting no effort in it, you just there, that's where the whole cheating starts. You're gonna wanna go find somebody I'm saying that's gonna give you that attention.
Yeah.
Like, you.
I also feel like if somebody wanna cheat, bro, let them go. What do you think?
Understandable, but try. Like, what's the point of being in a relationship if you don't wanna try?
Right.
I get you.
I feel like, I don't know, man. I'm not an expert at this shit.
Would you give your nigga a hall pass?
What is that?
Let him fuck somebody else.
It's not happening.
Okay.
It's not happening. Right. Why would I give my nigga a hall pass to fuck somebody else?
Because you may want a hall pass too one day.
Negative. It's not happening.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all give me y'all bitches whole passes to go get.
It doesn't work like that, London. Nah. I'm sorry.
No, we cannot do that.
You don't get four reverse cards.
Yes.
It's only three here.
No. Y'all want y'all bitches getting dick down? And y'all fine with that? Knowing that they outside getting dick down?
No, but it's not about us.
Very judgmental with that tone of voice. Are you judging us?
No.
All right. The no silence is judgmental still.
What about you? Would do that?
Would you do that? You
talking to him?
I give my gal a whole pass?
Yes.
Nah, probably not.
I feel like he said otherwise, but
no, like that's not a hall pass. If we on vacation and we about to switch and she's gonna fuck somebody else and I'm gonna fuck somebody else, then yeah, good.
That's a hall pass.
That's a hall pass.
Yeah, so I guess it's a hall. No, that's different. That? We know what we're doing. No,
yes,
a hall pass is like,
I feel like the answers is changing for us, son.
How you would do that?
I said yes already.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Under those circumstances, he named.
Yeah, I would do that.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Under those specific circumstances that he named.
We got to be on that, though. If we on that, then yeah. If we not on that, then no.
Nah.
The gal I'm going to fuck regardless, hall pass or not. That's what niggas don't be wanting.
Niggas don't be wanting. That's not weird, putty.
They want to do it, they going to do it for sure.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, yo.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
All right, cool. Miss London Hill, do you have anything that you would like to let the people know that you have coming up?
Oh, yes. London Drill is about to drop my next single. I'm dropping a video. I got a dope rollout. So make sure y'all stream it. It's going to be on every platform. Follow me on Twitter, London Hill, YouTube, streaming all platforms. Follow me and Instagram.
That's a vibe.
And TikTok.
You signed Nikki.
I am.
Word. All right, slap it up for that, man. Why y'all ain't told me that before?
That's fire.
Yeah.
No, is that like a dream come true type vibe?
Yeah, so I've been manifesting. This is something I always wanted.
Galifesting. Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. She's a gal, so it's okay.
Manifested.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that's
but no, sure. Definitely. For sure.
Word. And it actually came to fruition.
It played out how it that's played dope. Out. It's just crazy. Yeah.
You see that? So was it something you were saying? For the people out there who was also trying to do these things, was it something that you said? Was it something that you used to write down every day?
It's crazy. Saying? Yes, I have affirmations. So I wrote it down and there's things I was saying in interviews like continuously. So
okay.
That's what's up. Yeah. Before we fuck with Nikki. Shout out to Nikki.
Yeah, facts, word.
Shout out to Nikki.
Thank you yourself. Well,
word. Yeah.
Thank you for forwarding.
Thank y'all for having me.
It wasn't too bad, right?
No, it was good.
She was in Alabama like, yo, it on the fire. Ask me no idiot question. But London Hill, it was a pleasure. Thank you for coming. Come again.
I got their ass back. Whoever they be fucking with on here, I got their ass for
y'all. Big up yourself.
Big up yourself. London Drill on the way. Make sure y'all listen out for London Drill. It's coming.
Cheer.
Bow. War.
That was dope, y'all.
See, yeah.
Y'all, appreciate you. Yeah, drink some water.